It is both an honor and a pleasure to be with you today.
我很高兴也能跟大家在一起。
We at Christ Presbyterian Church are praying for you.
我们 CPC 教会在为你们祷告。
That God will direct your search for pastoral leadership.
神会带领你们寻找一位牧师。
And I speak no Mandarin.
我不会讲汉语。
Now the sermon.
现在我们再开始。
It was scandalous.
这是一个丑闻。
He was their spiritual leader.
这个人是一个属灵的长者。
His influence extended well beyond the congregation to the community and to the nation.
他的影响在这个在他团体在这个以色列的人群中都很有影响，以至于整个国家。
Everyone knew what he stood for.
每个人都知道他的观点。
But now word was out. He had been caught with a prostitute.
但是现在却有消息传出来说他跟一个淫妇在一起。
Not just once, but on several occasions.
还不只是一次，是几次。
When confronted, his response seemed to be one of self-justification.
当他被问起来的时候，他的反应似乎是说，很有理。
God told me to do this.
神叫我这样做。
Actually, I was witnessing.
实际上我只是在做见证。
You don't understand. I'm trying to make a statement.
你不明白，我只是在做一个说明。
Do you know this man? Do you know his story?
你们知道这个人是谁吗？你们知道这个故事吗？
Actually, this story is tucked away toward the end of the Old Testament.
其实呢，这个故事是在这个圣经的旧约里头几几乎乎要完的时候。
It is the story of Hosea.
这就是关于何西阿的故事。
His is the first of the book of 12 or what we call the minor prophets.
这何西阿是在这个圣经里头十二本书我们称之为小先知的第一本。
Hosea was a prophet to the northern kingdom of Israel.
何西阿是以色列北国的先知。
Listen to the opening instructions given to Hosea.
我们现在就看这个在何西阿书的一开始 所讲的我读一下第二节。耶和华初次与何西阿说话，对他说，你去娶淫妇为妻，也收纳从淫乱所生的儿女，因为这地大行淫乱，离弃耶和华。于是何西阿去娶了迪拉因的女儿歌灭，这妇人怀孕，给她生了一个儿子。
Try to imagine for a minute what this must have sounded like to Hosea.
你花点时间去想象，这对何西阿究竟是怎么回事？
He was a devout follower of God who wanted to live an upright life.
他是神忠心的仆人，他想要过一个正直的生活。
He sought to live in his example as an example to the people and as a voice for restoration.
他要为他的族人树立一个好的榜样。
Hosea, go and marry a prostitute and have children with her.
神说，叫何西阿去娶淫妇为妻。也收呢从淫乱所生的儿女。
God, could you say that again?
神啊，你再说一遍。 所以呢，第四节，耶和华对何西阿说，给他起名叫以斯列，因为再过片时，我必逃耶户家在以色列人耶斯列杀人流血的罪，也必使在以色列家的国灭绝。到那时， 我必在耶斯列平原遮断以色列的弓。
Jezreel had been a lush and lovely fertile valley.
这个耶斯列在是一个很肥沃的土地。
It was desecrated by murder, mayhem, and massacre.
但是现在却变成了有谋杀、有混乱的一个场所。
In the United States, we have again witnessed murder, mayhem, and massacre, this time in Aurora, Colorado.
那在美国，我们也刚刚经历过这个有混乱、有屠杀的地方，这次是在科罗拉多的Aurora.
Yet who could ever forget Columbine, the first tragic massacre at a high school campus in the United States?
但是对我们来说，我们谁又能忘掉Columbine, 这是美国第一个在中学发生的枪击案。
A Columbine is a beautiful flower, yet today, who would name their child Columbine?
Columbine, 有美丽的鲜花，可是呢，今天谁会愿意把他的孩子命成 Columbine?
The word Columbine speaks of so much tragedy and horror.
当人们提到 Columbine 的时候，他们不仅会想到这是个悲剧，是一个很可怕的事情。
And the Lord said to Hosea, "Name your child Jezreel."
但是神却说，把这个孩子命成命名称耶斯列。歌冕又怀孕生了一个女儿，耶和华对何西阿说，给她起名叫罗路玛哈，因为我必不再怜悯以色列家，绝不赦免他们，我却要怜悯犹大家，使他们靠耶和华他们的神得救，不是他们靠弓刀征战快马与马兵得救。
Loruma, not loved.
Loruma 就是不被怜悯的意思。
Loami, not my people.
Loami 是非我民的意思。
What on earth is going on here?
这究竟发生了什么事情？
Israel had walked away from God.
以色列人背向了神。
The nation had cavorted with the enemy, committed treason, been guilty of unfaithfulness, and God was displeased.
这个民族和这个和他们的敌人妥协，他们也犯下了很多罪，犯下了不忠的罪，神对此很不满意。
The people of Israel had turned from God. And entered into a relationship with the religion of Baal.
神的属民现在背叛了神，他们却跟这个巴黎的这宗教达成了关系。
They made idols and sacrificed to them.
他们做了很多的偶像来奉献给他。
They bent down and kissed these inanimate objects.And attributed their blessings to golden calves.
他们向这些没有生命的东西跪拜，也把他们的这个奉献给这些金牛犊。
They abused power and exploited the poor.
他们也滥用职权来剥削那些贫穷的。
They were so far from God that they took part in temple prostitution and lewd sexual practices.
他们离神是如此之远，他们还用这个妙计来实行他们的淫乱。
Baal worship also included the sacrifice of little children.
那有关巴黎的崇拜，还有他们把小孩子拿来牺牲。
Whose bodies were buried in the foundations of buildings to placate the wrath of their gods.
他们把小孩子的尸体埋在这个建筑物的脚下，为的是去掉这些神的愤怒。
This is what the people of God had run to.
这就是以色列人他
Into this scene, God called Hosea and said, "Go marry a prostitute and have children with her."
在这种情况下，神叫何西阿说去和淘那淫妇结婚，而且也收他跟淫乱所生的子女。
And the story of Hosea and Gomer becomes a divine drama.
这里呢就是何西阿和歌冕呢，这个故事就变成了一个圣洁的剧。
About the faithlessness of people on one hand.
一方面是关于人没有忠心。
And the faithfulness of God on the other.
另一方面却有神的忠心。
It is a story of God loving people.
这是一个神爱人的故事。
Of God being spurned by people.
是神被人所碾弃。
Of God continuing to love people.
是一个神继续的爱人的故事。
And of God reaching out in tenderness to win them back.
是神主动的把他的温柔的爱带向人，把他们要挽回。
In this, the first of the minor prophets, we begin to catch a glimpse of the depths of God's love for people.
也就是在这个小先知的第一个小先知书，我们从这里看到神对他的子民深深的爱。
What comes next in Hosea 1 are astounding words.
在何西阿的下面。 会看到以下这些惊奇的话，在第十节。然而，以色列人的人数必如海沙，不可量，不可数。从前在什么地方对他们说，你们不是我的子民？将来在那里必对他们说，你们是永生神的儿子。犹太人和以色列人必一同聚集，为自己。
In a great reversal, Jezreel becomes a place of beauty, a place of greatness.
就像一个大的转折，耶斯列就变成了一个美丽，也有一个很漂亮的地方。
Lo-Ami, not my people, becomes my people.
Lo-Ami, 也就是说非我民变成了我的子民。
And Lo-Ruma, not loved, becomes incredibly loved child of God.
Lo-Ruma, 就是不被怜悯的，却变成了神所喜爱的子民。
But listen, this amazing drama is not done yet.
不过，这个有趣的剧还没有完。
The personal narrative continues in Hosea chapter 3.
这个第三章，这个作者接着写下去。第三章，耶和华对我说：“你再去爱一个淫妇，就是他情人所爱的，好像以色列人。” 虽然偏向别神，喜爱葡萄饼，耶和华还是爱他们。What
was the price for a slave or the price for a has-been hooker?
奴隶和这个或者妓女，当时他们的价格是如何呢？
And why should Hosea, Gomer's rightful husband, have to buy her back?
为什么何西阿，他也是歌冕的丈夫，需要把花钱把她买回来。And
why would he want to buy her back?
他为什么想把她买回来？
After she had born and weaned children, had she decided that family life was boring and dull?
当他歌冕生了孩子以后， 把孩子断奶，是不是他觉得家里头非常的无趣，没有意思？
Was the life of prostitution more glamorous somehow?
也许他过淫乱的生活对他来说更有刺激。
Had she become addicted to drugs?
是不是他这个对这个毒品上瘾？
Why did she leave?
他为什么会离开？
And why would he want her back again?
那何西阿为什么还要他回来？
In this acted out prophecy, three words are used for love.
在这个预言中，在这个故事中，有关爱的三个词，我们可以看到以下三个有关爱的词。
Ahaba is sexual attraction, the excitement of young love.
第一个词就是 Ahaba, 这是指情欲上的吸引，是年轻的人的这个在肉体上的情欲。
This may be what Hosea and Gomer experienced at the beginning of their relationship.
这也许是何西阿和歌冕在刚刚他们结合的时候所有的这个感受。
Raman is a kind of pity or sympathy for the helpless.
Raman 这是指对无助人的同情这种感觉。
What Hosea may have felt toward Gomer in her place of destitution.
那么何西阿也许是在这个时候对歌冕就是有这种情形。
Hesed is covenant love.
第三个词就是 hesed， 是指一种有约束、有契约的爱。
Hesed is the love of God which sees beyond circumstances and loves unconditionally。
这是一种不依赖于这个具体情况，而且是单方面所拥有的爱，无条件的。
In this divine drama。We catch a glimpse of Hesed, the tender love of God for the people of God.
我们从这段故事中可以看到这个第三层的意思，也就是 Hesed 是神对他的子民所表述出来的爱。
It is the truest kind of love.
这是真正的爱。
Steadfast.
是坚强的。
Loyal.
是忠心的
，merciful，
有怜悯的
，gentle，
温柔的
，forgiving，
也是宽恕的。
It is the love of which we sing。
这个是我们常常唱所唱的一首歌所描述那种爱。
How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me？
爱何等大，恩何等深。
From this Old Testament drama, we jump over to the New Testament and hear the words of 1 Peter 2.
我们刚刚看到有关旧约的这段故事，现在我们就翻到这个新约，也就是我们看彼得后书彼得前书第二章的神的话。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，是叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明的美德。从前你们算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙灵血，现在却蒙灵血。
Peter is not talking about the children of Israel here. He is talking about you and me.
彼得在这里不是在讲以色列的人，而是在讲关于你和我。
With the drama of Hosea and Gomer in the background, we are reminded that we belong to God, no matter who we were.
那么以这个何西阿和歌冕作为背景，神在这里提醒我们。不管我们怎么样，也不管我们做什么，神总是以他的爱向我们显示。
No matter what we've done,
不管是我们做了什么,
God is reaching out to us in love.
那么神的大爱就会达到我们身上。
Listen to this string of descriptive words.
那我们就看看这个下面这些解释性的词组。
Chosen.
拣选的,
Royal.
有君尊的,
Holy.
圣洁的,
Special.
属神特别的子民,
From outsider to insider.
从外面到内部,
From orphan to child of God.
从这个孤儿到神的,
From runaway to finally home.
从逃离到最后回家。
In his book, What's So Amazing About Grace? Philip Yancey tells a story which captures this truth of God.
What's So Amazing About Grace? 就是恩典究竟有怎样的奇妙? 那么他就叙述了一个关于神真爱的故事。
A young girl, we'll call her Jenny, grew up just north of Traverse City, Michigan.
有一个女孩子，我们就叫她Jenny好了。她是在密支安东北部一个叫Traverse城长大的。
Located at the bottom of the Traverse Bay, the Grand Traverse Bay on Lake Michigan, Traverse City is the biggest city around.
在这个密支安湖大Traverse湾的这个底部，Traverse城呢是一次最大的，是在这环绕着这个地区，它是最大的一个城镇。
Although at 15,000 folks, it's not much of a town.
虽然呢，它有15,000居民，但实际上也没有什么太多，作为一个城镇也没有太多的事情。
Especially if you are young and looking for a bit of excitement.
特别是如果是你是个年轻人，你想找刺激的话，这个城镇没有什么太值得说炫耀的。
Tourists love Traverse City.
游人确实喜欢这个城市。
They come to enjoy the protected beaches of Lake Michigan.
他们来就是要看这个密支安湖呢，有特别的对这个岸的保护，他们来喜欢看这地方。
And they come to enjoy the cherry blossoms in May.
也有五月，他们可以欣赏樱花绽放。
Occasionally, some cool kids who were dragged along by their tourist parents would come to Traverse City.
有时候会有一些这个打扮得很酷的这个游客，他们会把不是游客是孩子，他们会把他们的父母带到这里。But
mostly for Jenny, there was not much to do.
但是对Jenny的话，确实她没有什么太多要做的。
Maybe sneak out for a cigarette or a couple of beers.
对他来说，也许他偷偷的跑出来抽口烟，也许去偷偷的去喝点啤酒。
Her parents seemed old-fashioned and much too strict.
他的父母似乎是那种传统的，对孩子很严厉的。They
did not approve of her piercings.
他们看不惯她的这个耳环。
Jenny hated her small-town life.
那Jenny呢，对这个小城的日子极不喜欢。
One night after a particularly harsh quarrel, Jenny decided to run away.
那么有一天晚上呢，Jenny和家人就争论得很厉害，最后她决定离家出走。
She hopped on a bus and headed for Detroit, Motown.
她就跳上一个公共汽车，然后就到这个底特利去。
She did not have any real contacts in Detroit, but she was pretty sure she could find her way.
她在底特利没有什么朋友, 但是呢,她很自信说她会找到帮助。
On her second day in the city, she met someone she thought was a fabulous guy who gave her a great place to live.
当她到了这个大的城市的第二天,她遇到一个看着很酷的一个年轻人,她给她一个地方让她住。
And he gave her some pills that made her feel oh so good.
她这个人也给她一些药丸,当她用了以后,她觉得非常的舒服。
Life seemed better than she could have ever imagined.
那对Jenny来说,这个日子好像比过去好多了。This
man taught her some special things that might please men, and she began to make lots of money for herself and the boss.
这个男人呢,就教着Jenny怎么样才能取悦于男人,然后他也开始赚了很多钱,为他自己,为他的老板。
Until a year or so later, when the first signs of illness began to appear.
直到这个一年或者一年左右吧,那么有病的症状从他身上显现出来。
In no time at all, she was kicked out of the big house and back on the streets of Detroit.
马上的,她就被从那个大房子里赶出来,被赶到街上。
She still turned enough tricks to support her habit, but she had no place to call home.
她还可以使用她以前的方法来维持她的生活方式,但是呢,她再也找不到是像一个能够称作为家的地方。As
winter swept in, she found herself attempting to keep warm in doorways, trying to find a little sleep.
当冬天来临的时候,她发现自己需要找到一个有暖气的地方,也许能好好的睡一觉。And
then she remembered her home, Traverse City in the springtime, when all the trees were blossoming.
这个时候,她忽然记得那个Traverse City,在这个春天的时候, 所有的树都有鲜花开放。
She remembered running through the groves with her dog.
她也记得她跟她的小狗在小树林里散步。
My dog, she thought, eats better than I do.
她会想到我的狗也许比我现在吃的都好。
She decided she would try to go home.
那么Jenny就决定她要回家。
After a few phone calls with no answer, she left a message.
她就拿起电话给家里,可是没有人接,所以她就留了个录音。Hi,
this is Jen. I'm heading home. I should arrive at the bus station at around midnight.
这是Jenny,我马上准备回家。 我呢就会这个12点的时候大会坐公共车到这个Traverse City,Traverse城。
If nobody is there, I will just stay on the bus and continue on to Canada.
如果我看不到任何人的话,那我就会继续的坐在这个公车上,然后往加拿大去。
As she rode through the darkness of northern Michigan,
乘车在北密詹的时候,
hour after hour,
一个小时,
stop after stop,
一站一站的过去了,
she wondered, did I make a mistake?
她不禁要想到, 我是不是犯了个错误?
What if no one is there?
如果家里没有人怎么办?
What if they were off on vacation?
如果他们都出去外出怎么办?
Her anxiety built as she approached Traverse City.
当他越接近这个Traverse城的时候, 他的心就越变得焦急。This
is how Yancey concludes the story.
那以下就是Yancey, 也就是作者怎么把这个故事结束。
She checked herself in a compact mirror.
她就拿出一个很小的镜子。
She smoothed her hair.
她就把她的头发捋直。
She licked the lipstick off her teeth.
她把她牙齿上的这个唇膏舔掉。
She looked at the tobacco stains on her fingers and wondered if anyone would notice.
那么她也看她手上这个手指上的这个有烟熏的这个痕迹，她希望她父母不会看到。
She wondered if anyone would even be there.
她一直在想，是不是他们会在她所期待的地方出现。
She got off the bus in Traverse City and walked into the terminal, not knowing what to expect.
所以在那个公共汽车站，她走出的时候，她不知道是不是她在期待着谁。
Not one of the thousand scenes that she had played out in her mind prepared her for what she saw.
那在她的脑海中涌现出很多各种各样。 可能的这个情形，她没有料到她所看到的。
There in the concrete walls and molded plastic chairs of the bus terminal.
就是在这个水泥墙和这个有这个塑料凳子的公共汽车站，那里有一群大概有40个姐妹的。
Stood with her parents,
那里有她的父母,
a group of 40 brothers and sisters,
那里有将近40个兄弟姐妹,
and aunts and uncles,
也有叔婶,
and cousins,
还有表姐妹,
and a grandmother and great grandmother to boot.
甚至有她的爷爷。
And they were all wearing goofy party hats and blowing noisemakers.
他们都是穿着那种party那种节日的帽子。
And they stood in front of a banner on the wall, which read.
在他们的前面有一个标语，那上面说
"Welcome home, Jen."
Jenny 啊，欢迎你回到家中。
You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession.
啊，你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是属神的国度。
That you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
那么你是叫你们宣扬的，召你们出黑暗如奇妙光明的美德。
Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God.
以前你们不是属神的，但是你们却是属神的呢。Once
you had not received mercy. But now you have received mercy.
以前你们不蒙连续，但是现在你们却有了神的连续。What
do we do with all of this?
当我们看到这，我们应当做什么呢？
Let me make two very brief suggestions.
让我给你们很快地提出两点建议。
If you are needing to experience God's love and mercy,
如果你需要见证神的爱和他的怜悯,
allow God to wrap you in arms of tenderness.
你就要把你的心打开，让神来拥他的肩膀来拥抱你。
God is gracious and compassionate.
耶和华有恩典有怜悯。
Slow to anger.
不轻易发怒,
rich in love,
充满了慈爱,
not keeping track of our sins,
他不计算我们的罪,
but offering tender forgiveness,
却给我们有宽容的,
The second suggestion for you is for those who have experienced God's grace.
第二个建议是说, 你如果已经见证了神对你的
恩典, live in confidence and freedom as children of God.
作为神的儿女, 你, 我们要过一个自信有自由的生活。
Let your life declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light.
让你的生命见证说, 确实他把我们从黑暗中带到光明之中。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Gracious and compassionate God,
那有恩典有怜悯的神,
thank you for the story of Hosea and Gomer.
我们为何西阿和哥免的故事感谢你。
It tells us how much you love us.
它告诉我们你对我们的爱是何等的深。
Thank you for changing our status.
我们感谢你。 你把我们的光景改变,
to become the children of God.
我们成为神的儿女。
May we live in such a way,
愿我们过这样的生活,
that our lives declare the praises of you.
我们的生命, 是有对你的称赞,
who have called us out of darkness into your wonderful light.
他让我们从黑暗进入光明。
Amen.
Amen.